Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Go ahead, Ted. Reacting to that, Shams Charania on Pat McAfee.
So it's side effects of a virus that he had that he doesn't have.
So can I say it? He says they don't know what it is. It just sounds like long COVID. Like we learned that whole thing, but they've made it not COVID. It's almost like it's following the exact same thing as COVID, but isn't COVID.
No, but I said before the break, Missoula says they do know what it is, but they're not telling us, and that it affects his energy, his respiratory function, and his general overall well-being.
Oh.
So it does sound like long COVID, but
they call
him
Shams a liar.
Well, I saw this on the Twix just a short while ago. So, make of it right here. Kayla Burton said just a couple hours ago from NBC Sports Boston, our pal over there, Celtics HE Joe Mazzulla says they do know the illness Porzingis is dealing with, and it's impacting his, quote, fatigue and his breathing. He's hoping the 2 days off extra help will help KP.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds like long COVID to me, even though saying it's not COVID.
Yeah, probably something similar to
COVID.
That, effect. I mean, it's one of those, put him out there, isn't going to make it worse. I mean, he has what he has.
Right, you're just limited with whatever energy he has.
And I'll say this, I would see, start him. We said this already. Start him, see what he's got, what can he give you. And look, he loves MSG. He used to play for them. I think he feeds off the crowd there. Mm-hmm. See what you got, and but definitely start him. I didn't like him coming off the bench in the last game.
Yeah, I would start him. And I think that might give him a little extra boost.
There'll
be a natural energy from the environment in the game and the start of the game that maybe that gets you an extra few minutes, few percentage points of how good he feels. Yes, it is.
If it was long COVID like you're thinking, maybe, can you think of a reason why they wouldn't just say, like, it's long COVID or it's COVID or...
Politics.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I was wondering, maybe. Yeah.
But I think they would get in trouble because they specifically have called it non-COVID. You know, in the NBA, they do like the little parenthetical non-COVID illness.
Right.
I think you could get in more trouble if you are found out later that you were just flat out covering up COVID.
That's true.
If you don't have COVID currently, it's technically not COVID. I mean, if you have long COVID side effects, you are currently not COVID positive.
Yeah. That's a gray area where they're trying to get some criticism down the road.
I just can't think of a reason why they would not say what it is. It's just baffling to me.
Well, there is some, maybe he doesn't want them to. There's some HIPAA. There's some personal privacy. You're not talking about a rolled ankle, bad knee. You're talking about something that I'm not sure I would want it out there if it was me.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I mean, if it's a virus you got, I don't know.
Yeah.
Doing something, you know what I mean?
Because if you're...
I don't know if I want everybody to know what I've been doing, to get these viruses.
Breaking news. Ted says KP has an STD.
He's going to the clinic.
I'm not saying that. Nope.
What was that in Beverly Hills Cop? Herpes simplex number 9 or something. Oh.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Banana tailpipe? Something like that. Yeah.
All right. Let's end this discussion. Go back to the phone line. 617-779-7937. Kevin in Winchester has some strong thoughts on Joe Mazzulla. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, boss? How you doing?
Good.
I after hearing that clip of him talking about duality, the guys is really making me upset. If Joe Mazzulla has to coach, the Celtics have a great chance of losing. And that's really how I'm starting to feel about it. He inherited a great team. I think any one of those assistant coaches that were sitting on the bench under Ime Udoka probably would have had the same, if not a better, outcome in comparing to where we are right now. The guy allows Jason Tatum to steamroll down the court with 18 seconds left, dunks it, leaves about 15 seconds left or whatever it was. Jalen Brunson makes, they go up one, and we don't call a timeout. We don't run our best play. We don't have the best play or something. Like, we're getting out-coached every time. We're up 20, and the guy doesn't say the next guy shooting a three is going to sit on the bench. The guy's just pissing me off.
Thanks for the call, Kevin.
Can I give you an example of something that we always get mad at athletes for, not maybe learning their lessons? They keep doing the same thing over and over again. And look, I'm reluctant to kind of really call out Joe. I did this week and call out about his coaching because I feel like it was just obvious. I think some of the coaching decisions that he made or didn't make affected the wins and losses that loss for the Celtics. But it was in the really good article by B-Rob on MassLive.com. where he talks about a similar thing that happened in this last game, where he didn't call a timeout and he let him play, happening in Joe Mazzulla's rookie year in the second round against the in game four, the second round series against the 76ers. The same exact thing where the Celtics weren't able to get off a shot. They had 17 seconds. They were trailing by in a 1-point game. Mazzulla declined to call a timeout to save time to advance the ball and get Boston organized. Ultimately, after a frantic possession, Marcus Smart made a 3-point attempt shot, but it came after the buzzer.
Oh, so I remember that. That was infuriating. Yep. That was one of the worst coach series. Don't forget, that's also the one where I referenced this the other day, boys, where Jaylen Brown left his man, went to double someone under the hoop, left James Harden wide open in the corner, and he buried a three, just like Mikhail Bridges buried one in game one as well. Again, the little things that if you call a timeout, maybe a coach reminds him, hey, don't over-pursue, don't leave your man, this is winning time.
But that gives you the exact same scenario. Yeah. We've seen it play out in his rookie year, happened in that last game, and he did the exact same thing.
And that's where I do think, I don't want to be disrespectful to Joe Mazzulla. He's the head coach of the defending world champions. Yep. He led them to a title through motivation, through plays, on court, off court, whatever. He navigated that. That's hard to do. But I do think there's a certain sense with this team. They know how Joe wants them to play. There aren't a lot of game plan wrinkles we talked about. He doesn't necessarily want to call timeout and draw up a specific play for a specific situation. It's almost like they could roll it out there. They know what they're going to do. They're going to shoot a lot of threes, right? That's how they're going to play. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It almost feels like he is sort of replaceable by AI.
You can be, you know where his coaching doesn't matter for 46 of the 48 minutes? In crunch time and in these critical moments, you know, where you need a basket, that's where coaching comes into play.
Yeah, but it matters bad in those moments, I think, at least in regards to the most recent game. It was a negative.
Right, but I'm saying those are his moments to earn his money.
Right.
Like, the first 46, it doesn't matter what he does. It matters what you do in those situations.
And that's where the caller's saying if it comes down to his coaching in that situation, he's worried or doesn't have confidence in Joe to call the timeout, make the right move.
How could you?
And then you look at it in regards to Tibbs and the Knicks, and they have been winning on the road. They drew up that play that I keep going back to that I love for Brunson. Now, he missed the shot. Whatever. I think he probably hits that shot 8 times out of 10 in the same situation if you draw it up for him and get him that open moving towards the basket. So you're going to face those challenges as you move forward, and that's what we talk about. Tatum has to meet the challenge of the other team's closer, Brunson, whoever it may be if you move forward, right? And Mazzulla has to meet the challenge of the other team's coach. Yeah. Those are the two sort of, you know, foundational pillars that series are based on. And then the depth comes in after that. And
just to make note of that last time that happened 2 years ago, his rookie year, he admitted he should have called a timeout after that game against the 76ers.
And he has done that occasionally, but other times he's also made comments about, like, letting it in regular season games, letting it play out, because they're going to be in that situation in a more important game, and I want them to feel comfortable letting it play out. So, I don't know. I'm with Tim Welsh. He said it with Jones and Keith. You got to call a timeout there for a million reasons. You first of all gain time. You advance the ball, and you get to set up exactly what you need, what you want.
And you get more shots to chances to maybe make a shot.
That's where, and this is going to sound dumb, but I do wonder, is it a lack of confidence in himself?
That's what I wonder.
Like, does he not feel comfortable that I have
drawn up a play,
the perfect play for the perfect situation?
It's not like Thibodeau's out coaching him. It, like, where his schemes are so much more brilliant and Mazzulla looks like a boob. It's just that he's not pressing the wrong buttons or actually just choosing to do simple things like call timeouts or drop key plays in winning time for his guys, as opposed to Montessori Mazzulla doing a whole lot of nothing and letting the kids learn on their own.
It might be like, you know, when you play those pickup, two-hand touch or flag football game, and you get in the huddle and you're like, all right, just get open. All right, break?
Right.
That's like Mazzulla's. That's how we we're not going to drop a play. Hey, just get open. Okay, bro. You know, you just wonder if those drawing plays, an inbounds play, is one of his weaknesses. And I wouldn't doubt if that's the case.
Or even worse, run it again. Like, that rubbed me the wrong way. At the professional level, the highest level you can play basketball, his plan was, just do it again.
If you want to be considered a smart coach, maybe it's like, if we shoot up a bunch of threes and run the play again.
Right.
Like, that's literally all his philosophy is shooting a bunch of threes and running the play again.
Or with him, maybe it was some, like, he thinks that I'm going to come up with something crazy. You know what he'll never think? We'll do the exact same thing 10 seconds later that we just did. No one would ever be crazy enough to do that, but crazy never. Joe Mazzulla is. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. Let's go to Sean in Franklin. What are your thoughts heading into Game 3 for the Celtics, Sean?
Hey, guys. Appreciate the taking my call. I want to let you know this isn't new to this year, but this Celtics team, I relate them to a little kid playing with their food. So they're not excited about the dinner they're getting tonight. They're just moving it around. And once they feel like they're not going to get dessert, things are going to happen. So right now they're playing with their food, but they realize they're down 0-2. Things are going to be happening. I'm not even worried at all. Celtics.
That's interesting.
All right, thanks for the call, Sean. Not worried at all. Is that what he said?
Yeah, not worried at all.
I don't know how you could.
He ain't worried about
no.
I don't know how you could not be worried at all, because I saw an interesting stat today from BetMGM. The bets being placed on Game 3 are 50-50 split. Perfectly 50-50 split. Not the handle. More money is being placed on the Celtics than on the Knicks, but the actual bets themselves. And we had the poll yesterday we ran was last time, 52-48, down 2-0 after two games. Do you still believe the Celtics will win the second round series? 52% still think the Celtics. Now, we're in New England, we're in Boston, we're Celtics fans, but 48% now believe they're going to lose the series. That's a pretty big percentage point, especially for a group of fans that a lot of us thought it might be a sweep. So now all you got to do, if you win four in a row, you still win the series 4-2, right?
It's Jason Tatum. I think people are, I think it's mostly about how Jason Tatum's played in these games that gives people pause. That doesn't give you that 100%, you know, and it's I don't know, like if we have a, what team do we have? Do the Celtics have a similar philosophy of when it comes to offense? What is the other team in the NBA still playing in the playoffs that has the same kind
Golden
of
Golden State?
Yeah, okay. Golden State. Okay. And is their leader the face of their franchise? Would you call him, would you consider him to have similar traits as Jason Tatum?
Steph Curry?
Yeah.
No.
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 Would you say Steph Curry's
no.
kind of a killer?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about Jimmy Butler?
So you
well,
have,
that's where I think it gets interesting. The comparison.
I guess the point I was trying to make is like I think the system is a soft one. Just shoot up a bunch of threes, but you have a killer in Steph Curry who executes a soft system with tenacity and tenaciousness.
And
JT doesn't.
And you have a Robin in Jimmy Butler, who's known as a junkyard dog, and then you throw in the wild card that is Draymond Green, who's a legit wild card, can help them or hurt them at any moment in time. And this is going to sound crazy. I know people pretend I never rip JB, but I also think part of the trepidation right now, the fear in Celtic Nation is, we've seen Tatum have struggles before in the postseason. Oftentimes, JB was there to pick up the slack. JB's not picking up the slack enough in this series. JB has not been enough to allow you to win games one and game two. So your two stars, Batman is struggling, and Robin is not driving the Batmobile very well, right? They're out of control, and they're losing games. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your calls. We see you lined up on the Celtics. We'll also mix in Red Sox talk. We're going to wait to see that lineup. Who's playing first base? I bet it's not Devers. All that and more next on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.